Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Katie Gallagher, Spin News anchor, has her finger on the pulse of what's happening on the screen, the small screen, the big screen and every other screen. And she joins us now in studio for things that we don't want to miss this week. Good afternoon to you, Katie.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You're about to fill in a few little gaps for me now in terms of entertainment and just brilliant stuff to watch and tune into.
Yeah, well, look, you're after saying it. All I do is watch the big, the small, all the screens that are going and anything that's going. And this week, top of my list was Marty, Life is Short. So this is a documentary by Martin Short.
Okay, let's have a listen.
I'll tell you something about Marty. Let's say you're going to host a dinner party and you invite Marty.
I loved you in Home Alone. You're wonderful.
And then it turns out Marty can't come. You cancel the party.
In this business, in the world of comedy, there's nobody faster.
You used to do circus work.
I was a freak for a while.
There's nobody smarter.
Just because the eyes are so dull doesn't mean that there's not a machinery of wheels clicking away.
There's nobody funnier.
So, Katie, sorry, is this a documentary now or a movie or both
this
about his life and career?
A documentary film on Netflix. Just landed on Netflix over the weekend. I was actually kind of waiting for it to come out. I saw Selena Gomez was one of the ones that was kind of teeing it up because she's with him in Only Murders in the Building. But oh my God, the amount of people this man is best friends with in Hollywood. All of them. Steven Spielberg, Steve Martin, Eugene Levy, Tom Hanks, Catherine O'Hara, the late Catherine O'Hara. They're all in this and they're all just saying how he's their favourite person in the world. It's a lovely documentary, actually. It really tells the kind of real highs and lows of Martin Short's life. I don't know if you kind of know, but like, he obviously is this big, funny man and has a great life, but he's actually had so much loss. He lost his mother when he was only 12, or sorry, his brother when he's 12, his mother when he's 18, his father when he's 20. His father's actually Irish. So he does be over and back to Ireland. Cross McGlen is where the roots are there, the Short. I think they have a pub up there, actually, even the family kind of pub. So it's actually a really lovely tale of kind of his life so far and how he finds the joy in what they kind of keep saying is he's a man who will find the joy in anything, even though all of this loss. He also lost his wife, Nancy, in 2010. And the whole documentary really is a love story to her and to them both as a couple. All, as I said, all those names, the list of names there from Steven Spielberg to Catherine O'Hara are in clips saying that they've been in marriage counselling, like separately, and all of them have actually said this. And they've said in it, you know, if there's a couple we'd ever like to be, it's Nancy and Martin. And the therapist said to Catherine, you wouldn't believe the amount of couples that have come in and mentioned them as their goals. So it's just lovely. And
they
kind
are
of
the ultimate couple goals,
couple
or
goals
they were.
And his kind of love story and how they were all this big pally group back when they were all starting in Hollywood. And I suppose as well, they would have been kind of seen as competition. But this really shows how, and we kind of know this, in any industry you're in, your peers and your colleagues, your competition, are the only people that kind of know the ins and outs of what you're going through. So you do naturally gravitate. And it's kind of them going off on their weekends away, their little houses in kind of the quieter parts and having their Christmas parties together. And as they say there, Martin seems to be the life and soul of their party. The Marty party, as they said. Steve Martin, they're saying they wouldn't have a party if he said he wasn't coming. So it's actually a lovely documentary.
And much loved character. There was a rumoured romance with Meryl Streep as well. Do they touch on that?
They don't touch on that. Okay. No, they don't. Don't touch on that, and also they don't touch on his daughter's recent passing. She actually only died there at the start of the year. And now Catherine O'Hara is in it, his friend. She stays in it, and there's a little kind of a nice little tribute to her in the end and Catherine. But they don't mention his daughter, and they don't mention the romance with Meryl.
Okay.
And obviously he's in, as I said, Only Murders in the Building with Meryl. So they are still kind of working together, but no, they didn't go into that, which...
Okay, but it's a must watch, you would say.
Oh, I would say a must watch for anybody, because I think a lot, like, I wouldn't have known a lot of his story, but I see him, I've obviously known him from the films, but for anyone that even has watched him from back in the day and all his friends and his famous kind of pals, worth a watch.
Worth a watch. Okay, moving to series. Tell us about this. This is Prime Video.
Off Campus.
I never even heard of it.
Oh my goodness. So this is for anyone, this fills the gap for anyone that loved Heated Rivalry, Bridgerton, The Summer I Turned Pretty. So it's really, I suppose, the trashy, saucy, just fun, Moorish series that you can't help but binge. I watched 4 episodes last night back to back.
Okay, let's have a listen.
If we're going to convince anyone that we're hooking up, you can't blush whenever I come near you.
You're very sure of yourself.
What's wrong, Graham?
You said we needed practice.
Last week, you didn't even know her name. Sometimes people sneak up on you.
Oh my God, Justin's here.
Be cool. Watch the player, not the puck, Wellesley.
What the hell does that mean?
It means trust me.
You have to take a risk. What are you afraid of?
What do you want, Wellesley?
An easy watch, spicy and incredibly Moorish. Sounds brilliant.
I know. And it's the hockey romance again. So I don't know if you watched Heat Rivalry, but that was the hockey kind of thing as well. So we're still in the hockey world. This is based on Elle Kennedy's book series, best-selling. So there was a lot of hype for it. A lot of people kind of wondering, is it going to be as good as the book? And fans seem to think it is. I haven't actually read the book, but fans seem to say that it, I know that's always a contention of if it's going to, you know, do it justice. They seem to say it did, and I love it. I haven't read it, as I said, but I've been watching it. I watched four episodes last night in a row, and only for I had to go to bed and I had to be up early this morning, I would have stayed.
That's a good sign.
Definitely Moorish. Easy watch. Just shut off.
You based know, on Elle Kennedy's best-selling book, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah. So, and hopefully there'll be more to come. There's 8 episodes, Prime Video. And yeah, I think if you want something just to kind of switch off in the evenings, that's the one.
That's the one. Okay, I'm going to crowbar in my recommendation here of a series. Let's see if our listeners recognise this.
Please welcome Amanda Hughes.
Thank you, everyone.
You've probably seen my content and assumed it's another shallow lifestyle brand.
But I've just smashed 7K, so you'll have to excuse my appearance.
I'm actually reading 1984 at the moment.
I recommend Handmaid's Tale.
Love anything handmade. I use social media to touch people.
You post a picture of yourself eating cakes, and that's a job.
We're about connecting with people on a human level.
You can't just confront someone like Amanda with reality.
I am enraged.
Did someone just guess your real age?
She came, she saw. She gentrified.
Are you familiar with Amanda Lant?
You know what? I'm not, but it keeps coming up as a suggested for me. And I feel like I need to go back and catch up. So you tell me all I'm missing out here on.
Well, it starts with Motherland. So you could probably go back if you wanted to watch that whole series, which is incredibly funny. Just observational mother stuff, possibly. But listen, there's characters that everyone will relate to, no matter what kind of stage of life you're at. And then Amanda's this breakout character from Motherland, Amanda Lant. The new series got released last weekend. I haven't even got a chance to get started. Stuck into it, but I'm so excited for that window of time where I sit down. There's another character in it called Anne, who viewers will be familiar with from Motherland, and she's an Irish actor, Philippa Dunn, and she is an incredibly funny character as well.
Okay, so is it a comedy?
Oh God, yeah, it's hilarious. Sorry, okay. I should have said that from the start. Yes, it's a comedy, and it centres around Amanda, who has notions. That's the quickest way I can tell you. Yeah. I think she's better than everyone else, but it is hilarious.
Okay.
It's
on hilarious. The list.
Yes, on
Absolutely.
The list. I would start with Motherland and move on to Amanda Lant.
I'll do my homework.
Right, that's one for you. Tell me about your podcast recommendation, Katie.
Olivia Attwood's new Olivia's House. She started that this year, the end of last year, this year. And yeah, we'll hear a little clip, but she has all of the names, as we know, she's good friends with. So here's a little clip of that.
Wasn't there an article about you being mean? They were like, can you please tell us your next of kin? And I just picked some of the anaesthetist. I was like, him. And they were like, your husband? I was like, no, I'm not speaking to him today.
Well, do you want that for me? Do you think I should be on my own a little bit?
Your taste is not great.
You said some very nice things for me today. And I didn't grow up in that kind of family. So it's highly uncomfortable to me. But I've kind of leant through it.
She's got some great names, Katie, doesn't she? That was Catherine Ryan.
That was Catherine Ryan, who I feel like Catherine Ryan is the queen of podcasts. Like, she's either on it or she's ever been on hers. So that's why there's a good gateway. And I think actually Olivia is similar. She has, you know, that friend group as well where she can just get them all. Catherine Ryan, that was so funny. She's so open. Even if I saw a comment and I actually agreed, it said at last, a real podcast, everything's true on the table. She lays, you know, everything bare. She's kind of not afraid to just, you know, dig deep into herself, but also just calls it like it is. Exactly. And they go really into, even I was listening to one this morning just on Mr. Motox. He's a Botox kind of specialist in the UK and he does all of the famous people. And he was going in the ins and outs and just saying, you know, debunking kind of all the trends in the industry and what's actually worth doing, what's not. Going into facelifts and how, you know, people kind of younger are getting them and they're not even saying it. Obviously, we see it all in the UK. Catherine Ryan is one that actually admits she got the facelift.
She got a facelift recently. Yeah. And she has her own podcast, Why Is My Age? Yeah.
She does, but it's just them spilling the tea. As you said, there's a great cast there. There's Alan Carr is on one, Joanne McAnally's on one. There's loads. But I just think it's really real and she's not afraid to ask the questions. And I think she can do that because she answers them herself.
Yes.
You have to do that.
You absolutely have to be that person.
You can't ask things off people and ask them to bear it all out there if you're going to kind of hide the ins and outs of your relationships and your you know, shortcomings or whatever. So she just puts it all out there, and so she asks everybody else to do the same.
And she's very likable.
She's very likable, yeah.
A very brief mention for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bordgosh.
Waitress, the musical. It's on the Bordgosh Energy Theatre this week. All this week, tickets are still available. And yeah, I think have we a clip or have we time?
Can we go to a clip? We can.
Yep.
Squeeze it in.
You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for the chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for that girl that I knew was reckless just enough.
Our producer Heather is in there doing jazz hands all over the...
Oh, I know, I love this one.
Puts you in the mood, doesn't it, for a big show?
I think it's embarrassing how often I listen to this song. It's like when you're in your fields and you just need the empowerment. This is Waitress the Musical. It's in the Bordgosh. It was there and I don't know when it would have been, a few years back, and I saw it. And I remember I brought my friend who knew nothing about this story. And I will say, bring the tissues if you're going. She came out sobbing. She couldn't believe. So it's a lovely story. It's Jenna. She's a waitress, expert pie maker there. She's baking her beautiful pie in that song, Dreams of Happiness. There's a little bit of domestic abuse in it. So there is some serious topics. But this hot new doctor comes to town and she kind of gets whisked away. And it's her journey of finding herself, getting out of a toxic relationship. There's a lovely soundtrack in it. And it's, as I said, in the Bordgosh all this week. I think it's well worth the watch. I'm going this evening, can't wait. It starts and it's on then the rest of the week. As I said, there's tickets, so if you're kind of into that feel good, a little bit of an emotional roller coaster,
it sounds like a real girls' night out, to be honest.
Girls' night out, but yeah. As I said, bring the tissues, you know, you're not gonna be going out after it,
yeah.
You'll be in your feels. so
in your feels, brilliant,
lovely. And there's a film of it. I don't know if you've ever seen the film that's based on it.
But we'll have to save that for another day.
But the musical is there this week, so get that in first.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Katie Gallagher, Spin News anchor. Thank you very much for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.